Clearing the Cabin. What makes View from the Top a modern masterpiece? The aim of this book has been to ask that very question and then really drag out the answer. In considering whether any movie could be classed as a modern masterpiece, Team Ayuadi asks itself the following questions. Is it timeless? Is it urgent? Is it mysterious? Is it prophetic? Is there a training montage? Then, after a rest slash snack, does it exhilarate? Does it provoke? Does it instill a sense of the infinite? Does it confirm what you already thought? And, once in pajamas, all cozy, with face squeaky clean, can it comfort me in the dark? Is it readily available? How long is it? If the answer to any of these is maybe or less than 90 minutes, the film makes it through to the next round, the rules of which remain unclear. Two increasingly abstract stages follow, climaxing in a secret subconscious ballot from which I frequently abstain. When I wake up, I transcribe whatever markings are left on my body. Top, like Donna Jensen in the seminal second Royalty Airlines examination scene, got the maximum score. Top is the film of my life. Top goes deep within me. To get to the bottom of me, you have to get to the bottom of Top. Two bottoms, same shit. When I pitched the idea for this book, my nameless publisher Walter started to cry. And not just because he was tired. It was also because he was sad. It felt like he kept using the word betrayal, but I couldn't be sure because I was scrolling through my mental Rolodex of other publishers who might be interested in the book and who didn't look so goddamn mournful about its non-existent commercial potential. How are we meant to sell a book about a film no one has seen? He sobbed in the first of a series of coded attacks on my masculinity. Duh. The whole point of the book is to restore the film to the canon. If everyone knew about Top, why would I be utilizing my hard-won clout within the entertainment industry to change hearts and minds? Also, why would he use the word betrayal in relation to me? The word couldn't apply to me less. How would I let someone down? That's impossible. I've been super present to everyone I've ever met and have always acted in the best interests of everyone else around me. In fact, I've been beyond selfless. Selfless to such an extent that you could say it's damaging. To the extent that people might say, Richard, hold up a moment. Can you stop caring so frickin' much? You're going to die from all the giving. There's only so much empathy a person can emit before becoming a husk. You're wrung out. There's going to be nothing left of you. Where are you in all this serial magnanimity? Are you just a membrane through which the hopes, desires, needs, and fluids of everyone else in the world can pass? Why wouldn't my nameless publisher, Walter, want me to be my best self, my most truthful self? Why was he trying to hurt me? Was he an enemy sent to destroy me? Would he try to strangle me if he stopped cowering? Wouldn't it be better to hold him down by sitting on his chest until I could be sure? And then I laid it out straight. I'm going to write a monograph on View from the Top, see? And I'm going to interweave my response to this little seen gem with moments and memories from my life. And there ain't nothing you or any of you dirty heels at Faber can do, see? Because I ain't doing some picture book called Cats Who Love Without Boundaries or whatever the hell else is de rigueur with you douchebags down in Soho Town. I'm writing a book for me, you rat. You hear me? This is for me, you low-down louse. You hear me? For me, ma, me. No one liked your last book, but at least it had variety. At least there were different things to dislike, wheezed the stricken wretch. Also, why are you calling me ma and trying to climb on top of me? Not my problem, ma, I retorted, never shy to use the same taunt twice. Let me do my job, i.e. change literature forever, and then you can do your job, ma. I refuse to breastfeed you. The crack of a rib. I don't want your titty milk, ma. All I want is that you make everyone in the English-speaking world buy at least one copy of... And then I realized I didn't have a title yet. I started to laugh. slowly at first, then faster, then at medium pace, then I pause for a while before getting right back into it. Ha, 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 ha. It was so simple. Question: where was I? Answer: on top. Question: who was I? Answer: Ayuadi. Note to director: Ayuadi looks up. Camera moves in to capture this revelatory thought. Ma was asleep now, but her promise was alive. And so was, / is, this book. Ayuadi, on top. My modest aim is that it delights, entertains, and reconfigures the relationship between you and the universe. I hope you have the humility to receive it. Team Ayuadi hopes this book leads to a revival of aeroplane-centric dramedy. We need more stories about cabin crew, pilots and ground staff, and we need new voices to tell them. We hope to fly with you again. This has been an Audible Studios production of Ayuadi on Top, written and read by Richard Ayuadi. Copyright by Richard Ayuadi, 2019. Production copyright, 2019, by Audible Limited. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Limited.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.